What the heck is an email funnel anyway? Why do you need one? Aren't funnels all full of bro marketing icky sleaze? And how can we make sure that we create funnels that actually convert? In today's episode of the Passive Project Podcast, we are tackling all of those questions and more. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Passive Project Podcast, where we talk about how to build your online business to make more income, more impact, and give you more freedom in your life. I'm Gemma Bonham Carter, business strategist, mom of two, lover of passive income, automation, and coffee. Welcome to the podcast. All right, guys, welcome to today's episode. I just got back from Tribe Live last week. It was an amazing 3-day event put on by Stu McLaren, who runs the program Tribe, which is all about how to create and grow a membership site. It was an amazing 3 days. Luckily, it was in Toronto, which isn't very far from where I am. It's only about a 4.5-hour drive. I flew, so it was even shorter. And I have family there, so that was all really nice. But holy moly, 3 days of like super jam-packed schedule. We went from like 9 a.m. to past 9 p.m. every single night. And just like listening to tons of talks and networking was all really great. But holy smokes, I still feel like I'm recovering. Like for somebody who usually is like quite a homebody, I love working from home. And just like don't like extrovert for 12 plus hours a day, day in and day out. That was like a lot for me. So I felt pretty tired for quite a long time after I got back, but it was a really great 3 days. And I have to say, going to live events, like there's nothing quite like it. We can network and create community online, but getting to actually meet people in person, getting to chat with them, create those really like deep bonds is just next level. And like the learning is next level, the networking is next level. I really enjoyed it. And actually it made me consider that it kind of like planted a seed that maybe in 2020, we might start doing some live events around here. So stay tuned maybe for some like details on that. But I would just love to be able to like get people together and do some learning in person, maybe some like smaller scale retreat, something like that. So that's kind of brewing in the back of my mind. But anyway, it was an amazing couple days. But I am excited to be back into like the regular flow of things. Our summer holiday is kind of dying down now. Kids are going back to school. All of that is like getting in full swing. I don't know about you, but the back to school season is always like, I feel that like rejuvenated spirit. It makes me want to go out and buy notebooks and pens that I don't really need. We went out and got like markers and glue and I don't know, all kinds of school supplies for my daughter's classroom and for my son's preschool. So that was kind of fun. I just love back to school shopping. I don't know. Anyway, maybe you're the same. Maybe you're like a notebook hoarder like I am. Anyway, let's dive into today's episode. Before we do, I want to let you know that we are running a brand new free masterclass. It's called The Passive Project Method, How to Get More Sales on Autopilot with Email Marketing. This is all in relation to what today's episode is all about. And on September 6th, mark your calendars, we are going to be publicly opening the doors to the Passive Project membership. And so we've been getting people, you guys, sliding into our DMs, sending us emails, asking us when we're going to be publicly opening the doors to the membership. And that is happening September 6th. We open them publicly twice a year. And so this is your chance to hop in. If you've been kind of eyeing things from the sidelines and you're a digital product creator and you know that you are ready to push your business forward, this is the membership for you. So that is happening September 6th. So mark your calendars. And don't forget, guys, if you dig this podcast, leave us a rating and review on iTunes. It makes a huge difference to us to be able to continue to create more of this kind of content for you. So if you could take the 2 minutes out of your day, I would so appreciate it. And if you are listening and you got your phone with you, snap a picture, tag me on Instagram stories. I'd love to see you listening, and I'll share it in my stories too. Okay. So let's dive into today's topic, which is email funnels. So I want to tackle the questions that I get all the time from you guys. Like, What the heck even is an email funnel? Why do I need one? Isn't like, aren't funnels always full of that like bro marketing, icky, sleazy stuff? Hint, they don't have to be. So, like, stay tuned for that. And how can we make sure that we create funnels that actually convert? Because the worst thing is to like spend a bunch of time creating something that doesn't actually work and is not going to actually make you any sales, right? So, we're going to get to all of those questions, but I want to start off by just telling you a really quick story. So, this summer, we've taken a lot of holiday this summer, but earlier in the summer, we took 2 straight weeks to go to the Adirondacks, which is in upstate New York, the Adirondack Mountains area. It's where my husband's family has a cottage, and we just love going there with our kids, tons of like fun outdoor adventurous stuff. So we went for 2 weeks this summer straight, and there was like pretty much no internet access. That's actually changed as of now. They just apparently put internet in to the cottage. But when we went there this summer, we pretty much had zero access. And so the only time I could really hop on and do any work was like if we went to a coffee shop or something in a little town nearby that had internet. So, or like to the library. So I did that here and there. But generally speaking, over the course of those 2 weeks, I did almost no work. Like I barely checked into my email. I just made sure that there weren't like fires to put out. And I think I had 1 or 2 coaching calls that I did during that time. But during those 2 weeks, I welcomed 37 new students into my programs. And I was like, so at 37 brand new students without me like hustling on Instagram, all the time trying to get sales, without me like doing a gajillion Facebook lives, without me doing a launch. I wasn't doing a launch at all during that time. I had a couple of email, weekly newsletter type emails that I'd prepped before I left, but I was doing nothing active. And I got 37 new students into my programs. And how did I do that? Well, it's because I have funnels, email funnels running in the background of my business that bring students through the door on the regular. And to be quite honest, in July, I was actually barely running any ads either. But I did during that time have some partnerships and collaborations go live. So I had lots of traffic coming my way, organic traffic from those partnerships, and just my usual organic traffic strategies were was filling my funnel, and therefore getting all of these new students. And so all of that was because of my email funnel. And let me just tell you, there's like not much that's better than like being on holiday, taking time off with your family, and then checking your phone and seeing that you're welcoming tons of new students and clients through the door to your programs without you really having to do anything. It's kind of an amazing feeling. And I'm not going to be sitting here telling you that, life as a digital entrepreneur is about sitting on a beach, drinking a cocktail, and raking in tons of money without ever having to do any work. Like that is just a myth. There is, of course, a lot of work behind the scenes that go on. But when you set up your business in such a way where sales can come in on autopilot, you truly can have that passive income thing happening where you can take time off, you can create your dream sort of schedule and still have money coming through the door. And that is the beautiful part of email marketing and email funnels. So, what even is an email funnel? Basically, when it comes down to it, an email funnel is a sequence of emails that go out in a predetermined order and they sell your products. You may have an email funnel that's like a welcome series that doesn't actually sell any of your products, it just welcomes a new subscriber to your list. But what I'm really referring to here in this episode are email funnels that actively sell your product. So, what does a funnel actually look like? Like, how can you visualize this? Well, when you're creating any type of sales funnel, you want to think value, 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 and then your offer. So you can't just ask for the sale without laying some kind of groundwork. You want to start with providing that value. The key thing is to get that new reader on side and trusting you and being blown away by your free content. So this is why we always want to start an email funnel with a lead magnet. So that lead magnet should be providing your reader with a ton of value. I want you to make it like an I can't believe she's giving that away for free kind of lead magnet. Like you want to really blow them away. And the key thing here is if you can save them time, money, energy, headache with your lead magnet, the better. So really put some thought into creating a lead magnet that is going to provide your reader with a serious win. Like, we don't want to create something that's just like half-assed, you know, like pardon the language. We want to create something that is really going to give them an actionable win in whatever it is that your business is about. So your compelling lead magnet might be a guide, a roadmap, a checklist, like some kind of downloadable document that's going to give them a really clear win. It might be a webinar or a masterclass where you're teaching them something really valuable. It could be a challenge, a video series, or some kind of free online course. I know a friend of mine who is, her business is around hand lettering. Her main lead magnet that gets thousands and thousands of opt-ins is a free mini course on the basics of hand lettering. And it's like a 5-day mini course. And that brings tons of people through the door onto her email list. It could be something like templates or swipe files or spreadsheets, something that you use that's related to your business niche that you could easily, like, you know that they're super valuable and it would really help your audience in that same topic. That is like a great one. So for instance, in my own business, I have a lead magnet that's called the Email Funnel Blueprints, where I'm showing you, like, it's basically a blueprint, a map of how to create your email funnels. That one does super, super well for me because people want that visual. They want the blueprint. They can take that PDF, look at it on their computer, print it out, whatever, and create an email funnel using it as their guide. It's really valuable. So you want to think about what is it that you can create that is just going to like knock the socks off of your potential customer. Once they've come in through that lead magnet, then later in the funnel, you're going to be adding in your pitch. Like, it's going to kind of build in momentum as you go through the funnel. You're not going to be pitching your product really, really hard right at the beginning. That's going to be like too much, right? But you're going to work up to that like harder pitch at the end. And you're going to incorporate some kind of urgency for your reader to buy within that funnel. So urgency, either you're closing the doors, the price is going up, or bonuses are expiring. And urgency in your email funnel is really important. So you can choose the way you want to apply that urgency, but make sure that it's there. It's human nature to put off a purchase unless there is a compelling reason to buy in that moment. And I have found that a combination of those elements in my funnel is the real secret sauce. So like, I close the doors and I do have bonuses that expire right within my funnel. You can also experiment with price, like, you know, getting a certain amount off during the funnel. And then that, you know, the price goes up kind of thing if they don't purchase during the funnel. Price is something that's really personal. Some people really dislike ever offering discounts on what they sell. Other people are super into it. So it's kind of one of those personal decisions. But those are the three ways that you can add urgency in your email funnel. And these funnels, like what I'm referring to, are automated email funnels so that these are working all the time. You can use this same type of funnel if you're doing a live launch of your product and then essentially just take the collateral that you've created for that live launch and turn it into an automated funnel, which means that you can, you know, have it running in the background of your business all the time so that you can welcome new customers, new clients, new students, whatever, to your business on the regular. So what is kind of the secret sauce for getting funnels to convert? Email funnels are all about storytelling, inspiration, and connecting with your potential customer. This is where like that sleazy bro marketing stuff really turns me off, because like, I'm sure we've all experienced it. You're on Facebook or on Instagram or whatever, and you see an ad with like a dude in front of a fancy car, and there's some kind of like really pushy title, right? To get you to opt into whatever it is. And then if you even opt in and go through the sequence, generally it's really pushy. Like the email funnel is really pushy. And that's not what I'm talking about when I'm talking about email funnels. I truly believe that there's a way to create email funnels that feel personal, that give that connection, that build that trust, without the pushy, sleazy stuff, right? And here's the thing. People don't buy your product, whatever your product might be. If it's an online course, it's a membership, it's some sort of digital download, it's templates, whatever your product is, they're not buying it because you listed facts and features about it. They're not buying it for, you know, the 30 video lessons or the workbooks or the downloadable checklists or whatever it is that comes with your product. They're not buying it because of that. They're buying it because you have inspired them. They're buying it because they trust you. And ultimately, they're buying it because they want the transformation that your product is offering them. Like, they have a pain point and you are offering them the solution to that pain point. Like, your product solves that pain for them. And that is what they want. They're buying the transformation. They're not buying the features. So in our email funnel, like, what does that mean for your email funnel? It means that your email funnel has to demonstrate that transformation. You can't just have an email funnel that lists out all the features of your product and then expect people to buy. Your email funnel needs to paint the picture of what the person, you know, what their life will look like after purchasing and implementing your product. It has nothing to do with the stuff that comes with it. Does that make sense? So the other thing is, like, we've sort of touched on this, but selling through story is a really important concept. And you might have heard that term thrown around before. There are loads of books out there on it. There's actually a book that I love called Building Your Brand Story. If you haven't read that one, I highly recommend it. I'll link to it in the show notes. But when you're developing an email funnel to sell your product, you really want to have this idea of selling through story being woven throughout. And this is twofold. This is both your story. So you need to show, like, in order to connect with that potential buyer, you guys need to feel like buds. Like, they need to feel like they know you. And the really good way to show that is to tell your story. And you may tell your story in an email. You may tell your story through a webinar, a masterclass, whatever it looks like. You need to make sure that that's woven into your sales strategy, into that funnel somewhere. And so you're showing them the story of you experiencing the transformation that you are ultimately offering to them with your solution. So the other thing in terms of selling through story is that you need to be using stories of your existing students or clients or customers. You need to show those case studies or testimonials to show that there are other people just like them who experience the results that they want, right? It's not just you, like the seller. You're not just this one unicorn who had results. You want to show that you have helped other people get results too. And even if this is, let's say you've created like a brand new digital program of some kind that's teaching something. And let's say you don't have an audience yet, or you don't have students yet who've gone through the program and achieved results. Well, have you worked with clients one-on-one? Because you can use testimonials and case studies from that work as well. Or can you do a beta launch or a founding members launch or something like that to get people through your program in order to generate kind of those earlier case studies? And the more sort of case studies and testimonials we generate over time, I encourage you over time to go back and update your email funnel with those newer testimonials and case studies, because there really isn't anything as powerful as those when you're selling. Once you have built up a bunch of case studies and testimonials and stories of people who've gotten results with your product, that's what does the selling. So if you feel like icky or weird about selling, well, just go get a ton of results from your students or your clients or your customers, and you know, you're not going to feel icky about it. You're going to actually, your confidence is going to build in selling your product as you see more of those results coming through the door. Because as you see more of those results coming through the door, it's like, damn, this thing works. Like, what I've created really works. And so that confidence really builds. So selling through story is really important. And I do encourage you, go read the book, Building a Brand Story, if you haven't already. So Here's the other thing. Like, do you want in on the biggest, like, sort of secret tip I have for funnels, especially automated funnels? Okay, so here's the thing. Like, I see ads and like business gurus and stuff all the time preaching like the one hot trick that's gonna like 4x your sales, right? But here's the real truth. Like, email funnels are powerful, powerful tools to grow your sales and income, especially like in a passive way on autopilot, but there isn't a one size fits all model. Like, I really can't just give you a plug and play template and be able to guarantee that you're gonna make, thousands of dollars on your first try. Like, if it were that easy, everybody would have a $1 million business, right? But here's the secret. It's all in the testing. And so, okay, here's what most people do when they try a funnel. They throw something up, they write out a bunch of emails, they start putting some, like getting some organic traffic into that funnel. They don't make any sales, and then they claim that, email funnels don't work for them, or it doesn't work for their business. It doesn't work for their niche. And that their business is somehow like too special, too unique, whatever, funnels aren't going to cut it. And that's a bunch of baloney. Because if they like, and then, that person's gonna like go back to the old way of doing things, or worse yet, they're gonna figure the issue is with their product and they're gonna scrap their product and they're gonna go back to the drawing board and create something entirely new. But what they needed to do instead was analyze the data. Like, they need to make tweaks to their funnel and just keep testing over and over and over again. Because guess what? As you do that, things are going to start to improve. It's all going to start to click. Your messaging is going to get better and better. Your metrics are going to start to shift, and that conversion rate is going to start to go up and up and up. And so you need to really shift into being like a data-driven detective, essentially, and really look. I know a lot of you're probably like throwing your hands up, like, oh, Gemma, I like hate data. I'm not going to do that. But here's the thing, like, your decisions have to be guided by data when it comes to this stuff, because otherwise you're making emotional decisions that are just not going to get you any further. And frankly, you'll never really get a banging like automated email sequence that's going to make you sales, no matter what your product is. You have to be willing to look at the data and let it guide you. It could be that your opt-in rate on your landing page for your lead magnet is really crappy. And so you need to make tweaks to the messaging or the aesthetics or whatever on your landing page to drive that up. It could be that you're using a recorded webinar in your funnel and nobody's watching it. Like, they're signing up for it, but they're not actually showing up and watching it. Well, what can you do? Like, what can you do to change that? Maybe you've written all these emails, but the subject lines weren't great. And so if you actually dive into the data, it's going to show you that, they're barely being opened. And so if they're not being opened, well, you're obviously not going to sell any of your product, right? And so what can you do there? Well, go back and change some subject lines, test out different subject lines, get that open rate starting to go up and up and up. If you're getting people as far as your sales page, but then they're not converting into actual buyers, well, then it's not a traffic issue. You're actually getting traffic to your sales page. It's a conversion issue of your sales page. It's like the offer that you're making on the sales page. So how can you tweak the messaging on your sales page in order to drive up the conversions? Like, see how everything is a little data point and how it could just be a matter of discovering like that one little element in your email funnel that you need to tweak in order to increase your conversions. So you need to put on that kind of detective hat and like release your like emotional connection to your business, to your funnel, to your product, and instead come at it with this like really kind of scientific data point of view in order to get a fun to create a funnel that's going to really have high conversions. And once you have a funnel that converts, damn, like that is your golden ticket to sales and income on autopilot. Because once you have a funnel that converts, then it's just a matter of driving traffic to it. And you can drive traffic to it in all of the organic ways that I'm sure you're already doing. So whether it's on Instagram, on Facebook, using Pinterest, creating YouTube videos, whatever it might be, like landing podcast interviews, doing partnerships and collaborations, however you want to drive traffic into that funnel in an organic way. That's how you do it. And, you know, as long as you have that baseline of a funnel that you know converts, well, the more traffic you drive to that funnel, the more income you're going to make, right? And better yet, as you move on in scaling up your business, you can even dive into paid advertising. Because again, if you have a funnel that converts and you put a dollar into paid advertising and you know you're going to get $2 back, well, that's a pretty good deal. You know, they're like, I know lots of people who have funnels where they put in $1 and get $4 back. And so why wouldn't you put in all the dollars, right? You're just going to want to dive into paid advertising at that point. And then here's the other thing that's amazing about email funnels. And once you've really like honed in on how to create a funnel that converts, is that you can do this over and over again for the different products in your funnel. Or in your business, sorry, not in your funnel, in your business. So let's say you sell a few different products. You could have funnels running for each one. Let's say you have some really key affiliate partners, right? So if you promote something, some affiliate product, create a funnel that leads to your affiliate sales. Because then you're just driving up your affiliate revenue. So really understanding how to do email funnels and how to do email funnels right is going to really open up the doors to your ability to generating more and more revenue in your business. So it's just, you know, I promise, like, it can be such a game changer for you. And you just need to make the decision to step into that data-driven, like, CEO role in your business. So we are having a live masterclass. It's called The Passive Project Method, How to Get More Sales on Autopilot with Email Marketing. We are going to be diving into all things funnels, okay? There's going to be a lot of teaching happening on masterclass. So I'm going to pop the link in the show notes with this episode so that you can join the masterclass and ultimately mark September 6th on your calendar, because we are going to be publicly opening the doors to the Passive Project membership. So this is going to be your chance, if you're not in the membership already, to get your booty on in there, because it is basically the best place on the internet. If you are a digital product seller, or you want to be selling digital products, this is the place you need to be. The membership is so incredible. It is full of like amazing members doing incredible stuff. I just had a coaching call earlier today with one of our members, She ran her first, she turned on her funnel. And she, there's a masterclass that's part of her funnel. And within the first like running of that masterclass, she made 5 sales like right away. So that's the power of a funnel, right? Like she really couldn't believe it. So join that masterclass. Super, super excited about it. We're going to have lots of great folks joining us. So, and mark September 6th on your calendar. And otherwise, make sure to check out the show notes for the book recommendation I'd mentioned. And I'll also link up to some of my favorite tech tools that I use for creating email funnels. So if you don't have the tech yet for yourself for doing this, I will link up to my faves. So I love ConvertKit for an email service provider. So I'll make sure to link them up there. I use Lead Pages for all of my landing pages that I use in my business. And so we have landing pages for like every lead magnet we have, every kind of opt-in. We're always using Lead Pages. And I even use Lead Pages in other ways too, like as landing pages where I might have like a pre-recorded webinar or something like that. So I really like use and love and recommend Lead Pages. And then the other thing I'll link to is Canva, because if you haven't created a lead magnet yet and you just want to get something up and running, Canva is an amazing spot to go and be able to really easily create awesome PDFs. Like they look, you can use their templates and it all can look really good. And so I totally recommend Canva too. Those are my 3 top recommendations: ConvertKit, Lead Pages, and Canva. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. Don't forget to come follow me on Instagram. It's where I hang out the most, I would say. And you get the most like behind the scenes look at me and my life and my business. So you can find me at gemma.bonhamcarter. Hope to see you on to live masterclass. And on next week's show, we have a special guest joining us, Kelly Morrison from Create Your Affiliate Program. She's also a member of the Passive Project membership. She's great. So if you have any kind of digital product and you've thought about offering an affiliate program so you could increase your reach and your sales, but you don't know where to get started, then this is going to be the episode for you. So tune in to our interview next week, where I'm getting Kelly to basically lay it all out for us step by step on how to create affiliate programs for our digital products. So that's next time on the Passive Project Podcast.